Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth. Maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, According to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, David Reed. Coach Mack just sent me a text and let me know he has tuned in specifically
for this
segment.
That's good. He always does.
It's like he's got an alarm clock on his phone.
Members of the Shedden family are gathered around for a live edition of The Truth According to Kirby. Kirby Allen Kirby, memories from the 4th of July. July 4th, 1978.
He blew something up in a fireworks accident.
Long into the day of the annual Kirby family reunion, provisions were running dangerously low.
Oh, God.
That is until Kirby's great uncle offered to finance a store run. Armed with his uncle's new Cadillac and a crisp $100 bill.
Oh, there's so many directions this could go.
A barely 15-year-old Kirby Allen Kirby was sent off into the coming twilight to fetch these items. Was it many fireworks and lots of beer? Lots of beer and cigarettes, or lots of fireworks and cigars? Again, 15 years old, brand new Cadillac. Kirby's driving to get fireworks and beer, beer and cigarettes, or fireworks and cigars.
Do we have a geographic location for this? Was that offered?
1978, Kirby would have been in Jackson County at that point.
Paul, your thoughts?
Jackson County, Tennessee.
Well, I mean, every one of these is,
lovely
is believable. And in those parts, I think it's probably very little concern that he's 15. Very little concern that he's 15 and driving, where you can't have a license, surely, right? Very little concern.
It's a lawless area.
lawless area. I'm picturing it like, what was the movie? Traffic, where anything you did in Mexico, you were getting pulled over.
It's basically the Wild Wild West in Gainesboro. So, everything goes.
So, I mean, they're not concerned with him driving illegally, and the shopkeepers aren't concerned with selling him fireworks or beer or cigarettes or cigars. So this is a complete stumper. I mean, there's no legality that's going to interfere with any of the answers here, right? The law is a non-fact.
This is the toughest group of possible answers because they're all lumped in together.
Yeah, and I mean, we could continue here. Let's pair things that haven't been paired together. Fireworks and cigarettes aren't paired together. That could easily be option number four. And we could get in there and say guns and knives. We don't have a guns
throwing
and knives.
Throwing darts.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? Any sort of weaponry.
Nunchucks.
Chinese stars.
Yeah. Fireworks, beer, cigarettes,
Trident.
Cigars, and Chinese stars. I turn to Chad because speaking of darts or lawn darts, which are now illegal also, there could have been lawn darts. This is basically throwing a lawn dart. Chad, do you have any inkling?
This is a tough one. I'm leaning beer and fireworks because I could sense some sort of story from Kirby about a place that sold both, like in an outdoor fireworks stand. Like it was a one-stop shop. They also had a cooler full of beer, which you wouldn't have today, that you could go and get it all in one place.
So you're saying?
I'm saying beer and fireworks. Isn't that one of the options?
Which is option one.
That's option one. All right, well, here's my thinking. Beer is an absolute necessity, right? If you're making a run, these people are clearly going to be drunkards. and they're clearly going to need beer. So I'm
crossing
out.
Do you think the Kirby comes from a long line of teetotalers? Or drunkards?
Drunkards.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Good. So I'm crossing out fireworks and cigars because there's no beer. So I'm crossing out option C. Now I'm down to fireworks and beer, or beer and cigarettes. And I'm saying to myself, beer and cigars. Now, I'm shocked that cigarettes aren't included here, but I'm thinking those people were smart enough, shockingly, to stock up sufficiently on cigarettes for the July 4th festivities. Wow. And I'm thinking, what's more important to them? Smoke in the sky or smoke in their mouths? And I think smoke in the mouths is more important than smoke in the sky. Also, there are a bunch of hillbillies living all around them, blowing off their fingers in fireworks exhibits. And I think they can't get cigars from their neighbors because they're not sophisticated enough to have cigars.
By the way, definition of hillbillies in Jackson County, because there's hills. It's a hilly right. county also. Oh.
Where's the billy come from? Let's break down the word
billy goat.
Billy goat.
All right, so, Paul, you're
yeah, my
your
final answer.
Answer
here is because I think the cigars are more important to them than the fireworks, I'm going with the beer and the cigars. Final answer, beer and cigars.
Beer?
And I feel pretty confident based on my breakdown.
All right, Kirby, today's truth.
Well, I'm not getting wet.
Oh.
Cigarettes and a whole buttload of beer and a whole buttload of fireworks.
Should have listened to me, Paul.
Yeah.
Beer and fireworks.
And it wasn't the same location. We had to go down to this bootlegger to buy the beer. No joke. In a community called the Bullet Hole. And then about an eighth of a mile from there was
the Ryan Mudlap.
Was the tent with the fireworks.
Was this in between Difficult and Op? Those are also locations in Jackson
County.
How
far away were they from each other?
Maybe a quarter of a mile.
Were you solo on this trek?
No. Me and a younger cousin and another cousin my age jumped in the caddy and took off.
So two Jackson County is a dry county? Well, why were you bootlegging beer at this point?
Well, because I was 15.
Oh, they sell to everyone. I got you.
Okay, now, of the $100, was it an even split between the beer and the fireworks?
No, we bought like four cases. Now, we almost tipped our hand because we got another case that wasn't like the other three.
Kirby
like
was beer?
Didn't make it to the adults. We stashed that on the fence as we came in.
Kirby has the McLovin ID.
But then we went down and got, I think I bought him like $20 change, and I got that look.
What kind
Hawaiian,
of beer?
Huh?
Is it labeled?
Sounds like an Irish reggae singer.
In clear bottles, brown bottles, green bottles? What kind of beer?
The beer is Miller High Life.
Oh, Miller High Life.
Yeah.
And what's the case you got for yourself?
We got Budweiser.
Now, hey.
The Rebels. They went away from Miller to Bud.
Kirby's a Bud heavy guy.
There was no Bud Light back then, and Miller Light was not very good.
All stories go back to cigarettes because, as we all know, you were smoking at age 11. Did you, while you were there, go ahead and pick up some cigarettes?
I had cigarettes.
I was right on that. They had sufficient supply of cigarettes.
Yeah, you don't go into a 4th of July holiday without a stockpile of cigarettes.
The cigars came into the story. I used that as bait because we used to get those cheap cigars and use those to light the fireworks with. You'd get a cigar going, and then that was your lighter. Yeah.
Had nothing to do with the cigar. It's all about the fireworks.
But, yeah.
Hey, congratulations on finally winning one. It's been long overdue.
It has.
Yeah. It really
feels
has.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Had to put that string of his to rest.
Yeah, thank you for the great story today. Kirby at age 15. Oh, how was the Cadillac, by the way?
Oh,
did you
sweet.
Sit straight? Were you tall enough for it?
Well, yeah.
No, he sat on a phone book.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was a car. I mean, you got in.
I know it's a car, but some of those can seat low.
Well, I mean, you can adjust it. It was one of those. He had a nice garage.
Wheels on those things can be a little large.
I could bring that down. Everything was fine.
We
had no problem.
Combine that devilish laugh he just did with Ryan Mudd's wheeze. Yeah.
All right, Paul.
The laugh of Satan.
15 seconds of praise for Kirby Allen Kirby,
please.
Well,
I don't know if I've used this one before, but I have to say about Kirby's slimness. I mean, the guy, I don't know what he eats. And I know this is nicotine-induced, but the cigarettes work in this regard, and that Kirby, is there an ounce of fat on this guy?
He's a beautiful man. Kirby, congratulations. We all win with the truth according
Take
to Kirby.
Take off your shirt. Let us see.
Kirby is a portrait of physical fitness.
Well, he did that once, remember? He was showing us a scar or something.
Yeah. Show us all the scars. All the scars above the waist.